Exodus, Chapter 18, The Passover and Sunday. This note from the Christian Cynosure on the International Sunday School lesson for June 3rd is a fair sample of the nonsense by which Sunday's sacredness is sustained. 1. The Passover instituted. This shall be to you the beginning of months. Their year had hitherto begun on the 7th of September. This change to the middle of March was to typify their new national life. The winter of their bondage was over. It was therefore fitting that they should date time from a fresh starting point. So the Sabbath was changed from the seventh to the first day of the week, and all Christendom reckons time from what is called the Christian era. They shall take to them every man a lamb. This was an entirely new ordinance. Does the writer of this note mean to imply that the Sabbath was changed at the Exodus? Or does he mean simply that the change of the Sabbath are parallel? If the latter, the folly of the proposition is but little less plainly marked than it would be in the former. A very essential element is lacking to make the cases at all parallel. In the case of the change of the beginning of the year, the fact is plainly stated in the inspired record, while in the pretended change of the Sabbath the scriptures are as silent as the grave, and do not so much as hint at any change by divine authority. A.T. Jones.